Houston, Apollo 8, how do you read?
Apollo 8, loud and clear, and standing by.
Say again?
We read you loud and clear, and we're standing by.
Okay. Are you receiving television now?
Apollo 8, Houston, we just got it.
You aren't getting it.
Okay, Apollo 8, we have a good picture.
We're rolling okay, we're rolling around to a good view of the Earth, and as soon as we get to the good view of the Earth, we'll stop and let you look out the window at the scene we see. Jim Lovell's down in the lower equipment bay preparing lunch. And Bill is holding a camera here for us both. Bill's going to take the camera down the lower equipment bay with Jim.
All right. Okay, we're getting a pretty good picture, but if you'd move it a little slower every time you move it around, why it breaks up on the scan.
We got you.
This is known as preparing lunch and doing V23 at the same time.
You've got everybody standing on their heads down here.
Argo, has he got it turned upside down? You got the wrong reps, man.
We all have our problems.
How's the picture now, Houston?
That's really good.
Okay, now we're coming up on the view. We really want you to see. That's the view of the Earth. And if you'll break for just a minute, Bill's going to put on the large lens. So we'll be right back with you.
Okay, thank you.
Houston, we're now showing you a view of the Earth through the telephoto lens.
Okay, we're not receiving the picture right now.
How about now?
Okay, we don't have a picture yet. Okay, Apollo 8, we don't have a picture yet.
Alright, we'll put the other lens back on and we'll show you out.
Apollo 8, how about standing by on that for just a minute? Let's check our ground link. Apollo 8, we have a picture now.
Okay, let's try the other lens again then once again.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have a picture now?
That's negative. Apollo 8, belay that.
Okay, now do you have anything, Houston, we've had on the earth?
Okay, we're having no joy.
Okay, stand by. Okay, how about now, Houston?
Still no joy. You don't have a lens cover on there, do you?
No, we checked that, as a matter of fact. Anything?
Still no joy.
How about now?
Still no joy. There's a picture. Hey, we have a picture. Okay, it's a little difficult to see what we have.
That's the earth, but it's not the telephoto lens, unfortunately. It's just a regular inside lens.
Okay, it's coming in as a real blight. A real bright blob on the screen. It's hard to tell what we're looking at.
Well, you're looking through some haze on the window, too, unfortunately.
And the earth is very bright besides.
Okay, we've got the earth in about the center of the screen and a little bit low. And it looked like there were some objects that moved across the screen at the same time. You have any comment on those?
That's from a water, ice coming off the vent nozzle.
Roger.
How does it look now?
It's still the same thing. It's the target is extremely bright, and it's very difficult to make out what we're looking at.
It's unfortunate that we don't have the, we can't make the other lens work here. I don't know what the problem is.
Okay, would Apollo 8, would you verify that the ALC is on?
We've tried it both ways.
Okay, thank you. What we're getting now is a good picture.
Say again?
Okay, that's a real good picture. That's the best one we've had. And how about just going in and leave your pictures inside until we can think some more about what we can do to adjust for that light?
Roger. Jim, what are you doing here? Jim is fixing his dirt. He's making up a bag of chocolate pudding. You can see it come floating by. Bill's coming up from the lower equipment bay. It's unfortunate that this telephoto lens doesn't work. Show the lens at the culprit here. This lens doesn't seem to be working. I can't understand why we're not. Perhaps it's a problem with the light transmission through it. This transmission is coming to you approximately halfway between the moon and the earth. We've been 31 hours, about 20 minutes into flight. We have about less than 40 hours left to go to the moon. You can see Bill's got his toothbrush here. He's been brushing his teeth regularly. It demonstrates how things float around 0G. Looks like he plays for the Astros the way he tries to catch it. I certainly wish we could show you the Earth. It's a beautiful, beautiful view with a predominantly blue background and just huge covers of white clouds, particularly one very strong vortex up near the Terminator. It's very, very beautiful. Perhaps we'll get some assistance from the people on the ground and be able to, determine why this other lens is not transmitting properly. Houston, did you get any light at all coming through that telephoto lens?
Apollo 8, we were getting what you were showing us on your normal lens, and I don't think we got anything on the telephoto. We're working on this now. One of the problems seems to be that it's a low light level lens. We're afraid that you may burn it out pointing it at something that's too bright.
Well, the Earth is very, very bright. There's nothing in the lens you can burn out. The camera still seems to be working. We can give you a lumens reading of the Earth right now if you'd like.
Hey, Frank, how about a couple words on your health in the wide world?
Well, we're all in very good shape. Jim is busy working, preparing lunch. Bill is playing cameraman right now, and I'm about to take a light reading on the Earth. We all feel fine. It was a very exciting ride on that big Saturn, but it worked perfectly. And we're looking forward now, of course, till the day after tomorrow when we'll be just 60 miles away from the moon.
You all look great on Candid TV.
Okay, I just got a reading on the Earth, Houston. It's 320. The Earth is showing 320 lumens now. If you get a close-up of Jim Lovell, Bill, you can let everybody see that he's already outdistancing us in the beard race. Jim has got quite a beard going already.
Happy birthday, Mother.
Okay, Jim's going to take a shot of us from the lower equipment bay, and then we have to get back to our passive thermal control or the barbecue mode so that we don't get one side of the spacecraft too hot for too long a time. So we'll be signing off here and looking forward to seeing you all again shortly.
Roger.
Goodbye from Apollo 8.
Thank you. It's a good show.
I hope we can get that other lens fixed, or some reading on it.
All right. We're going to work on that one then. The one that is sensitive to light is the lens you were just using, so you want to be careful about pointing that one at some bright object.
Roger. We're starting PTC again.
I believe that's only been used in quite a while, Ken.